on a day when ethnic conflict again erupted into violence in Kosovo, a leading Kosovar Albanian politician rejected ethnic division. Hashim Thaçi told an audience at the U.S. Institute of Peace that 2005 must be the year that the international community agrees to independence for Kosovo. Mr. Thaçi, a founder of the Kosovo Liberation Army and head of the Democratic Party of Kosovo, said the citizens of Kosovo, 90% of whom are ethnic Albanians, demand and expect independence. Since NATO forces drove Serbian forces from the province 5 years ago, Kosovo has been occupied by NATO-led troops and administered by the United Nations. The UN promises to discuss Kosovo's future late next year, provided the Albanian-led government meets certain international standards of conduct. Mr. Thaçi, more radical than Kosovo's current prime minister, favors dialogue with Belgrade, but only on technical matters. Belgrade, he says, should have no veto over Kosovo's future. Mr. Thaçi even rejects the notion that Kosovo was ever part of Serbia.
Ndarjes së Kosovës nga Beogradi. Beogradi nuk ka shkëhom se Kosova kur s'ka qenë pronë Beogradit.
And with respect to your question whether the partition could of Kosovo from Serbia would be just as detrimental, I can only say that Belgrade has nothing to lose, Serbia has nothing to lose, because Kosovo has never been part of Serbia. Because Kosovo was run by force.
It was in Kosovo that Serbs lost an epic battle to the Turks in 1389. The province is filled with historic Serbian Orthodox monasteries, several of which have been destroyed by ethnic Albanians. Kosovo's remaining Serbs, less than 100,000, live in ethnic ghettos protected by NATO forces and UN police. Partition has become a volatile issue because Serbia's new prime minister, Vojislav Koštunica, is seeking increased autonomy for Kosovar Serbs. A congressional committee, meanwhile, discussed Serbia's political situation in light of the December elections in which radicals and nationalists made big gains. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Kathleen Stevens said Washington is determined to work with the United Nations to achieve a secure and democratic future for all of Kosovo's citizens. Ms. Stevens said despite progress under the previous government, the Serbian authorities are currently not in compliance with U.S. requirements that they hand over 16 people who have been indicted for war crimes by the Hague Tribunal. Serbia has extradited 23 people to The Hague, including former strongman Slobodan Milosevic.
We are particularly focused on our effort to see Ratko Mladic brought to justice. We believe that this would be a transforming event for Serbia and Montenegro's democratic development.
Prime Minister Koštunica has said that cooperation with The Hague Tribunal is not a priority, and that he is willing to risk a possible cutoff of U.S. assistance. The United States is the biggest foreign investor in post-Milosevic Serbia. Ms. Stevens said Washington wants Serbian reform to succeed. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.